Hey, Kevin?
Yep.
Hey, Kevin, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
So far, so good. I'm getting going here. I got the coffee, that's for sure. It's super early here. We're in Southern California, right next to the Google headquarters here. So it's
Oh, nice.
7-Eleven. Yeah, it's super early. I understand that you... What was that?
I said, oh, it's 10 o'clock here.
Oh, I know. And you still sound like you're sleeping.
No, I just got a little cold.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you feel better soon. I understand that you were speaking with Tara about this opportunity to list your business on the first page of the Google search results in the excavating contractors category. She asked me to jump on the line with you. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, not really. I mean, I've kind of looked at some of the listings and stuff. I just don't have a website right now, so.
Okay, maybe that's something I can help you with. You just haven't got around to building it over the last year?
What was that? You kind of broke up.
I said you just haven't got around to doing it?
Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Okay.
Everything that I've done has just been word of mouth. And anything that I've done, like, over the phone, either people have not paid or so on and so forth. So I've just been going back to word of mouth.
Huh. What do you mean they haven't paid?
Like, didn't pay for the work or something
Really?
like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd kill somebody. I can't do that. I'd just strangle them.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah, I would try.
Yeah, especially if I know where they live, you know? Like, shoot, you have to see me every morning. That's crazy. Okay. So you basically just been relying on word of mouth to this point.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to see how much it is to go on there, but I'm not really.
Okay.
I'm a little hesitant.
No, I hear you. So I'll let you know right out of the gate. Google advertising's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. And according to Google, 90% of searches start and stop right here on the first page where we're talking about listing you. There's only three guys that show up there. We just have this one spot open. So if we put you up there, I mean, we're putting you right where most of your... Oh, bless you. I was like a cough
No,
sneeze.
sorry.
You're
Yeah,
good. You're good.
cough, cough.
It's okay.
I
It's okay. It's
told you I
okay.
was a little sick.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, I mean, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to look in your industry before they make a buying decision. So I'm sure you could see the value in that.
Yeah, I definitely do. I see the value in that.
Okay, we don't charge per lead or clicker call, so that helps make it a lot more cost efficient. That's why these spots are so sought after, is because it's a high traffic area where you don't have like the lead fee or click fee or call fee attached to it, and that usually keeps your overhead low. But for Middlesex County, you know, I definitely need to put you on a platinum bundle, and then the website included. Here, I sent you a text. Did you get that text?
Hold on. Yeah, I see your text there.
Yeah, so if you click on that and you scroll down, the platinum bundles are advertised at $599 a month. That's the ones with the website and the Facebook page, Yelp, Yellow Pages, you know, you're on Apple, Safari. Like, this is an A to Z campaign, basically. You wouldn't need anything else as far as online advertisement is concerned. But what I was thinking I could do is I could put you on that package. That way you have the website and all the bells and whistles that you would need for it. But I would reduce the price by 50%. I could drop it down to just $299 as part of a new in business credit. And then I
No,
could
not
lock,
yet.
yeah, I'll lock you in at that rate too. So if you want to continue to use it each month, it'll stay $299. It won't go back up to the $599 pricing structure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now if you look at the guys in your area, they have a site. So I wouldn't want to put you up there without the site. So, you know, I'm basically offering you our lowest pricing structure for our best package. That way the site's almost like a gift to you. And then you'll see in the fine print, they have a setup fee. I'll get all the setup fees waived for you too. So you don't have to worry about that. We'll still do everything that's in that setup fee though. That usually goes towards like buying the domain name for your website, The name, address, and phone number cleanups, the keyword research and programming, the Google verification, that's huge. We have to make sure you even just exist on Google as a business, you know, so you have to get Google verified. And those are things that'll benefit your business long term too. Like even if you leave us, you don't get on Google verified. They'll still be able to look you up, write reviews on you, see your website and everything. They just won't see you on the first page if you ever stop using it one day. We'll just stop doing the programming.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I could put together a package like that, on a month to month basis, where you don't have to commit to anything long term at $299, I mean, is that something you could see a value in doing for K&M Trucking and Excavation?
Yeah, I can see the value in doing it. I can definitely see the value in doing that. If you can put together a package, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's the package right there. It's called the Platinum Bundle. So, you know, if you look at who's up there now, like Absolute Site Excavation and WL French Excavation Corporation, you know, these guys are getting calls every day. So I'm basically leveling the playing field. You won't have the reviews they have to start out. They have like 40 and 25 reviews on their listings, but, you know, we'll get you there. Everybody's got to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And then, like I said, the long-term benefits too. So they'll be able to, you know, verify who you are and that you're a legitimate company. That gives them a lot of peace of mind too. That helps.
Yeah, no, definitely. That definitely does. It gives a lot of people a peace of mind and, makes it pretty easy. So, yeah, definitely. When would you need a payment? Because I would have to run down to the bank and put some cash in. I'm a bigger cash guy, so
I hear you. I don't trust the banks either sometimes.
No, I keep a lot of, as fast as the money goes in, I'm actually pulling it out so that nothing stays in the bank.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar in that way. I always send my wife down there and just have her pull out, and then we kind of, but it's also kind of depreciating. Hopefully with this next president, we could fix that again. That'd be nice.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I'm praying for.
Hopefully.
You know, he did a good job the first round, so I think, I'm pretty confident he's getting this second term and things will be a lot better financially for all of us.
Yeah, hopefully. Everything's just too expensive right now.
Yeah, the inflation was nuts. Him passing out free money didn't help anybody. So what I was going to say is we're a Google partner. We're not actually Google. Our role, when a spot opens up, they just give us a list of the guys that they feel qualify, and then they send it to my reps like Tara downstairs, and they basically just call out on the excavating contractors, first come, first serve, until we fill this spot for Middlesex County.
Okay.
So basically we're trying to fill it today. If you wanted to secure the spot, I'd have to like create the business profile and then we'd submit it to Google with the payment, like live. And then they'll send you a confirmation message with an outline of the agreement in writing. They'll send you your access to your tracking system and a link to the app so you could track everything. And then, there's a Google verification form, that you'll have to fill out. And that's how you get that, Google verification badge or Google verified badge on your Google business profile when you're on that first page. So we would have to secure the payment today.
Okay. Give me 1 minute.
Okay.
I'm looking at how much money's left in my account.
Okay.
How much do you need?
It'll be exactly $299 out the door. There's no other lead fees, click fees, call fees, taxes, or surcharges.
There's no tax at all on that?
No, that's everything included. So it's an exact amount of
$299.
Everybody we work with is a business owner, so most of the time the stuff just gets written off. We don't have to, we have like one big tax bill instead of, get check tax for each individual account.
Yep. Hold on, sorry, my Wi-Fi is slow today.
No worries. And you're on the phone too, so.
Yeah, that's not helping the cause.
I wanted to ask you too, like, the company, is it just you or do you have some guys that'll be able to help you on these jobs?
I have, so right now it's mainly me. And I have an operator. He's my uncle, actually, so he's retired.
Okay.
So he does, I do a lot of, you can call me a hotshot. I do a lot of trailer moves and stuff, of farm equipment and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
I do mostly that stuff, and then he does the excavation side, and if he needs help, then I just go boom.
Okay. Understood. So we'll be able to list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. Excavating contractor, you know, that would just be two of them. And so just those, the reason I was asking about your ability to handle more jobs is because just those two keywords, and this is like within a 40-mile radius of you, obviously keeping it within the state lines too, you know, they have over 1,000 searches in the last 30 days. There's like 1,218 for those two combined. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,218 phone calls, but like even if you're just getting like 1% of the traffic that's out there, that's like 12 jobs throughout the month, you know? You'd be pretty busy just with excavating. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was getting at. We'll be able to cover you for like trucking keywords too. So it's like I'm sure there'll be an overflow, but you could always cherry pick them or subcontract some of the stuff out that calls you to. If you have the right connection. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I got enough money in the account. If you want to do it, that's fine.
Okay. Let me create your profile. What's your last name, Kevin?
McInerney.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Yeah. MCI.
Mm-hmm.
NER.
NIE?
NEY.
Oh, NEY. Okay. Is that Irish? Do you capitalize the I?
That's Irish.
Yeah. Is it capital M, lowercase c, capital I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a quarter myself. I get the red hair. I had to deal with that growing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strong gene, you know? The same thing with the freckles, too.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And then I pass it on to my son. My son's got some red hair, too, so. My beard's all red. All right, and then what's your...
mine is too.
Yeah, it's all good. I like it. You know, they say we feel a little less pain, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we got to watch out for stuff. I actually was just at the doctor on Friday. I had to go to the dermatologist. They're always, like, looking at my skin because my mom had melanoma. So and she was a redhead.
Yeah.
You got to check my spots all the time. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
So it's just my email address right now. It's Kevin, MCI79@outlook.com.
Okay, and this phone number, Ron, is the best number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, so 978-995-8974?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail, Kevin. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we'll need. So it'll say, like, Google, it'll say K&M Trucking and Excavation, and then there's that little 5-digit number. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 5 J-O-N. M-A-R Road, Billerica, Mass.
Oh, is that two different words? John Mar?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I found it.
That's why I throw it out like that, because a lot of people just throw it together.
Yeah, that's what I started doing, and then it wasn't registering, because this system's hooked up to Google Maps, but then I found it right here in Billerica. 01862?
Yep.
All right, got it. Let me update this. Okay, and then we're going to have to get a domain name and build your site for you. Do you have a logo for the business yet?
I have a picture for the name, but that's it. I don't have a logo or anything.
Okay,
I have a name.
Send in what you have. I mean, we can help you. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah,
I can definitely do that.
Yeah, send in what you have, and then we could use it for the site, and we also have a graphic design team that could add on to the logo, too, if you have some ideas you want to bounce off and get it finalized.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you the this text message here. That's the email address for you to send in your logo and any, like, before and after photos that you might want to use for the site.
Okay.
And then I'll send you my direct number and extension, too. So if you ever need help or you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can call me. And we also have a 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
From 5:30 to 8:30 at night.
Okay. 5:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekend too?
7 days a week.
Okay. You're ready to go. Make some money.
Yeah. I work 7 days a week. I would work an 8th day if it was there.
Well, after a few months of doing that, when it's really booked out and you're really, like, getting up at 4 every day, if you want to switch just let me know.
Yeah.
We could always change it.
No, right? Definitely. Well, yeah. I'm usually up at, like, 4:30 every morning, so.
Wow.
I pretty much answer phone calls from 5 o'clock on, and I'll stop answering at, like, 8 o'clock.
Before I met my wife and had my kids, I was like that. Like, I used to wake up real early, go to the gym, get a workout in before I work. Now I'm just like, no. My boys,
yeah.
they wake me up in the middle of the night. Like, the youngest is 3,
yeah.
And he's still in the bed. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Most of my stuff I do on Saturdays and Sunday. Like, Saturdays I'll do excavation till like lunchtime. And then I'll go do trucking stuff if I have it, or so on and so forth.
Yeah. No, so. I hear you. I like keeping the hours open as much as possible, too, because sometimes people think they're call hours. So it's good to just be like, hey, you could pretty much call me any time of any day, and then you could always hash out.
That's what I'm going for here. You can pretty much call me anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, and then you can always schedule it with them. You don't have to just go out there right away, you know. Most of the time you won't be able to anyway. You'll probably be booked up. But
yeah. Oh.
Okay, so I have your profile set up here. Now, they're going to want to do a client interview with you. In the client interview, what they'll do is they'll sit down. They'll ask you some questions like how you want the website to look. They'll go over all the services you provide. They'll go over the service area that you cover. That way all the leads we're bringing in are qualified. They just ask you general questions just so we can make sure we're representing the business properly. So usually the client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over, you have any extra questions. What would be the best time today?
I would say I have a vet appointment. I'm out of here today at 2 o'clock. I got a vet appointment with my dog at like 2:40.
Okay.
I would say probably 3:15, maybe 3:30, somewhere in there.
How about 4? You want to go 4 to 5?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. Let's give you enough time to handle that stuff just in case one of them goes over, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And the dog's sick too?
No, he's just got a checkup, so he's got to go in and go get shots and everything, so...
Yeah, I got a Vizsla. He's fighting lymphoma right now.
That's not good.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to keep him kicking. My baby.
Yeah.
My other baby before the babies. He's getting old, though.
Yeah.
All gray in the face.
My dog, Mac, he comes with me everywhere. He's he's actually in the name, so
I was going to ask you, who's them? And I was thinking maybe it was your last name.
It kind of rolls with everything that I have. So my daughter's name is McKenna.
Oh, okay.
McKenna McInerney.
McInerney. Oh, that's cool. That's a cool name. McKenna.
Yeah.
McInerney.
Yeah, McKenna McInerney. And then.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then it works for Mac too. I put it in there as Kevin and Mac Trucking and Excavation.
Mm-hmm.
So K&M.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I like it. No, I like it. Dogs are like
he's my number one employee.
Like yeah, it's like another family member, you know. This dog's
he's my number one employee.
Yeah, my dog, his name's Opie.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, but he like can turn off the lights. He's like, go to bed, you know. He's like talking on
another. Oh, no shit.
Yeah,
mine's the same way. Mine knows how to shut the lights off. He knows how to flush the fucking toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, he farts. I look at, hey, get out of here. He goes, runs outside. Do that in the house. Yeah, he's just like having another little buddy there all the time. But yeah, he's getting up there. It's kind of sad to see. I've already had him for 9 years. He's getting sick.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even before I met my wife, I was living by myself for a few years. I only met my wife like 6 years ago. We have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, so like things start happening real fast, let's put it that way. But
My daughter's 4 months old, and I have I have 2 dogs. I have a 7-year-old, and then I have a 4-year-old.
You're just getting started.
I'm just getting rolling here, man.
Yeah, those are the good, it's a good time though. Like, pretty much up until about 4, like my oldest son is kind of like, it's different. Like, we're missing the, can't really treat him like a little kid anymore. He kind of looks at us like, I'm not a baby, he's a baby, you know? And so, like, those first four years are gold. The diapers suck, you know, you'll get used to it though. You'll get through it, but just enjoy how they are, because once they start acting like a little kid, it's like, ugh, dude. Go away.
What the fuck?
The hugs are sparse, but when they hit like 2 and they start hugging on you and loving you, that lasts for like a solid 2 years of just like affection. And they turn into a little dinosaur loving, monster truck loving, throwing things at your head, screaming. All right, so I have your account all set up. Client interview scheduled between 3 and 4. All right, wait a minute. Between 4 and 5, sorry. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I have a debit card here if you want to use that.
Okay. Now, is this under your name or does it have the business name on it as well?
It has the business name on it as well.
All right, let me make sure I add that. It's good because this is a business expense. You'll be able to write it off. You'll get it back.
Nah, I don't need that. You
need all the write-offs you need, because they'll give it back to you, you know? Especially you got that little one there, you know? You don't want to be owing at the end of the year, so it's good to just kind of if you have a business account, you can just print it out. I mean, I know you've only been in business for a year, but I don't know if you did your taxes yet as a business owner.
I haven't had the pleasure of doing that yet.
Yeah, it's easy though if you have a business account. You know, that's the smart thing. I run into guys that don't have it. You got to collect like every single receipt and invoice and keep track of it all, and that's just a headache. So if you have the business account, you could go in there, print it out, and then you give that to your tax guy when you file, and then it has all your write-offs right there. You know, they'll be able to verify.
Oh shit!
Yeah, makes your life a lot easier. And that's why a lot of them do that. Yeah. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep.
All right, Kevin, I'm ready for you.
All right. The card number is 4294-2006. 2006. 114. Sorry, hang on. That one was 7114.
7114.
1326.
1326. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It is 06/29.
29. And then 3-digit code on the back.
632.
632. Okay. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Okay, Kevin, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
K&M Trucking and Excavation.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Kevin McInerney, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Kevin, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Can you repeat that question again? I'm sorry, I got sidetracked.
No, it's okay. I'll put it in layman's terms. So, like, we're a Google partner. We could already see all the stuff you have online right now. We're not going to duplicate anything, right? We won't, like, if you already have a Facebook, we're not going to create another Facebook. We'll go in there and actually, like, run the ads through that Facebook that you already have, just as an example.
Okay.
But it's saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something online, let us know so we can make sure that no duplicates are happening or you're not paying for something we're already doing for you. So we basically just want you to agree to, like, let us know before you add any other services online after today.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and you shouldn't need anything else. Like, if you look at this platinum package and your service agreement, what I tried to do is basically give you our package that had everything. So that way we're like a one-stop shop. Like, we're building your site, building the Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, the first page placement on Google, Bing, Apple, Safari. Like, you shouldn't need anything else. I try to make it for your one-stop shop. Now make your life easier. That way you don't got to track 100 things. You know, you just got one customer service department for all your online stuff. And then,
no, I get that.
It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building everything for you from scratch, but it is month to month. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 22nd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the bundle. It says when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day, but you'll keep the same discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So payments processing here, when it goes through, you're going to receive a welcome text message. There's going to be three different ones. So one's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. The Google verification form, you got to fill that out. That's going to go directly to the Google headquarters and make you a verified business. And then there's going to be a username and password for your tracking system. You'll be able to log into that and actually keep track of all the calls, clicks, leads that you're getting. If you're missing calls, it'll save their number, their information. There's even its own, like, answering machine in there, so you could separate, like, your business calls from your personal calls. And you could also request reviews when you're wrapping up a job. You can put their number in there, send them a link to this Google business profile to put the star rating and write a little review about how you did. So this would be a good tool for you. But
no, it definitely will be.
Hang on the line with me, though, here. I just want to make sure that those texts come through. It says already that the payment cleared.
They just came through.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you'll have everything in there. Make sure you sign the subscription terms. Sometimes it takes guys like 2 to 3 days to fill out that Google verification one. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Just try to get it to me by like Wednesday or Thursday if you can at the latest. And then if you're having any trouble.
My bank's calling me because they think it's spam.
Yeah, because it's coming from California. Yeah, you definitely want to verify that. But you're good to go. We'll circle back with you.
That?
Yeah, go ahead and verify it. We'll circle back with you at 4. If you need anything, my number's in there. Just call me back.
Alrighty, sweet.
All right, Kevin. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.